This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining. Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, welcome. It's Monday, and it's the only broadcast radio show that can prevent cancer without FDA approval. Yes, yes, welcome. This is it,
wow.
The place that asks not for permission.
You have just turned this show into an unapproved drug.
We are an unapproved new drug. That's right. Look out. We do
warning.
We need GMP guidelines for radio broadcasts. I think we exceed them, quite honestly, because most of those guidelines are, yeah. Well, when it comes to drugs, of course, we're not a drug, unless, of course, you take the definition from the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act and apply it to a radio broadcast, because we do cure, prevent, heal, mitigate, and reverse disease. Oh, no! Did he just say that? Look out. He's coming out of the gate this week. He's ornery. He's ready to rock. You know what? You know what it is, Super Don? What happened?
What's that?
I went to the beach yesterday.
Yeah. You were hanging out in Daytona yesterday.
I was vitamin D soaked. In fact, thanks to our good friend Roseanne Lindsay. And she was in town and called up, and I was had on a wild hair. I said, I'm coming to Daytona, and we're going to broadcast no matter what, dagnabbit. And we did, thanks to Super Don, who covered for us while we were working out the technical issues the first segment or so. And go back and listen to the archives. Eventually they'll pop up. They're up on GCN.
We even got Bored Off Randy on the radio. He said the first time ever he's been on the radio.
I think we tricked him. We pretended to have technical difficulties so we'd get him to open his mic because he wouldn't do it otherwise.
There you go. Yeah, it was fun.
So anyway, we got Shane on the board today. We got Shane on the board today, and we love Shane. 866-939-2355. Show him some love. Give him a call. 866-939-2355 if you'd like to be on the next couple of hours. We have Liam Sheff is going to be on board with us in just a few minutes. He'll join us, and maybe a surprise guest he wants us to talk to. You know how I have a hard time saying no to Liam? So if he says, there's a good guess, I'll go, okay, Liam, let's go. We'll find out.
Say no to Liam, huh?
What surprise?
He has that effect on you, right?
He has that effect on most people, right? No, don't say no to Liam. Say yes to official stories. A great article on conspiracy theorists being conspiracy analysts by Mike Adams, and he referenced the genius book of official stories. So we'll talk to Liam Sheff, see how big his head has swelled in a moment. Rut-row. I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, right out of the gate, I want to talk about the truthaboutcancer.com, this new series that Ty Bollinger is putting together, a video series like 60 Minutes style, talking on that as well. There's a new study that says this. You know, you want to prevent cancer? Try not eating pesticides, okay? Or a little less, all right? Is it possible? No. Is it too overwhelming? Can it be done? Well, a new article, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, takes you to Natural News. It says, eating an organic diet for only one week can reduce your pesticide levels by 90%. Now, I don't want you to think, oh, well, I did my week, and now I'm going back to my pesticide-laden, glyphosate, GMO-laden. No,
silly,
that's not
what silly American people. You just can't
that's what
do
they'll
it.
Probably say. That's what he said. Robert said, just 1 week is all I needed, and a 90% reduction. But it just reaffirms the findings of a 2006 study on children that found organic diets greatly lowered children's levels of organophosphorus pesticides, organophosphates. Yeah, imagine
that. You know, that's pretty significant. I mean, 90%. Eating organic just... And it's so funny because there are so many naysayers out there that will tell you, oh, there's no difference between organic and standard produce. There's no difference. It's still, it's exactly the same. And it's funny because they don't consider the pesticide part of it. You know, they just try and do, oh, look, no, protein, protein. You know, carbohydrate, carbohydrate, vitamin C, vitamin C. But they just completely just gloss over the fact that one has high levels of pesticide, one doesn't. So I think that's significant, isn't it?
Even with Super Don's super serious eyeballs, he can't see the pesticides on the food, right? And so the doctors don't see it, and they say, it ain't there. Well, it's there, parts per million. We've been through this for many years. It's cool that the scientists that are not fully embraced in the cult of religious science, we'll get into that, because there's a gooey religious center to science today, and Liam Sheff's going to talk to us about that. But we also have good news on the CBD front. And you can bring Liam, pot him up. I like saying that nowadays. Pot Liam up, because there's big news on CBD related to not only the neurodegenerative diseases in terms of, we've talked about MS and other things, Alzheimer's, but infectious diseases like methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus are showing signs of weakness when confronted by cannabidiol, CBD. Not only that, but CJD, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, otherwise known as mad cow, which my wife's father died of here in the United States, and the CDC covered it up many years ago, back in 1996, I believe that was. So, CBD, cannabis, more powerful than Super Don's vision. And Liam Sheff is here to validate it. Liam!
Hey, man.
What?
What? Gesundheit.
Yaman.
Oh, okay. I sound like a sneeze.
Yaman.
Yaman.
Yes.
You are on the radio. Hey, I just wondered how we could squeeze you in today, because you've got to be feeling really good and proud after Mike Adams wrote that nice piece on conspiracy theorists and really propped up official stories, which we were pleased to see as well.
I have to be feeling good after I've started pooping with my feet on a bucket. Is that what you said?
Are you elevating your knees finally?
I am elevating my knees, my friend.
Yes. Most people don't know how to poop properly. How's that for a good alliteration?
How did we get to this topic? Where did this come from?
I have learned so quickly, I want to thank Mike Adams to talk about that, but I just have to say, first, if you can go to, I got it from Natural News. I went on Natural News because I was reading the article, and then there was a thing called Squatty Potty,
right?
Yeah. Squatty Potty, right?
Yeah.
And it's $25, and it goes around your toilet. And you put your feet on it, and it's a nice little heel lift. Now, I haven't gotten mine in the mail, so I took my laundry bucket, which is, I don't know, 9-10 inches, and I turned it over and spilled all my laundry soap because I was like, this might work, and I forgot it was full of soap.
Whoops.
And then I put my feet up, and let me tell you something. We've been doing it wrong, Robert.
No, I haven't. Listen, I'll be the first to say I've been doing it that way for years. That's why... You used to have a dog, you'd bring the dog in, you put your feet on the dog. It doesn't matter. Just elevate your feet.
Wow.
But
so that really works. I've heard of it. But you actually got one and you used it and it works.
Well, I used the bucket.
You don't have to get something special. Anything will work.
I would, though, because it's not expensive. And I like that they make it. And it goes right around your toilet so it doesn't stick out. And you don't have to flip anything over. And I guess the kids can, you can train everybody to use it early instead of late. So I like that. But I really liked it. And, pooping is a very sacred experience, something I look forward to every day. Robert's the only human being I know who poops like 18 times a day.
Not 18. What?
Robert's colon is so slippery and quick. If he has a bite of food, it's like a Pez machine.
Somebody else. That's not me.
Listen, the other side.
I have a gastrointestinal history, admittedly, but I've corrected most of those things with a lot of hard work and elevating my legs when doing that, because for complete evacuation.
You're healthy. Don't think it's the wrong way, buddy.
All right. But so 18 is a little excessive.
How high do you have to elevate your legs in order to be doing that?
Right above your ears. Right above your ears.
Yeah. If you know that Cirque du Soleil.
No,
not that.
Not that high.
It's yoga, just like a yoga position.
Ten, 9-10 inches. They're below my tush. You know, like you were squatting on the ground.
Huh.
I use my son's potty chair.
Tush is a
German-Jewish
word for
Shane. Oh, that's true. Yes, Shane just mentioned that if you have a potty chair from your kids, you could actually use that too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh dear God.
You don't know. You don't sit on that and use it that way. But you use your elevate. Right. The feet go on it. The feet go on it. How did we get here? Well, it's a good discussion. We must talk.
You were trying to be serious, and you know me. And then I want to talk about the Mike Adams thing. If I was ever sort of enamored or impressed with, you know, I just feel such gratitude toward the guy. And especially since, you know, he's been on Dr. Oz, and now he's an incredible celebrity. He's just so still human. And you know, he just reached out to me the other day, and he's like, hey, what's up? And I said, who's this? You know, I just get a message, like, from Skype. And hey, thanks for the article. I got a note. Hey, thanks for the article. And I went, what did I write? Like, I have to think, what did I write? Who did I write? And I went, what do you say? You're welcome. And I said, who's this? Is this Natural News? Yeah, it's Mike. Oh, it's Mike. Mike Adams, the world famous Mike Adams, calling me after I pooped on the reverse bucket. Okay, hey. What's that?
You had to be clear for that call.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, I just wanted to thank you. Listen to this. He's like, I wanted to thank you for your article. Like, okay. So Mike writes this really nice article about how to be a critical, essentially how to be a critical thinker, which is what my book is about. How to be a critical. Official stories is, look, think. You have to think. You can't believe any particular thing is true. You have to get beneath the surface. So he writes this good article, and he makes the point that a conspiracy theorist should really be called a conspiracy analyst. Spot on.
Yes.
I'd say it's an historian, because all history, all historians are obsessed with, what, conspiracy. Everything's a conspiracy in history. Every historian knows that. Somebody's hiding something. Then you go into the public realm, and the only place you're supposed to talk about conspiracy is on Dallas or Melrose Place, whatever, you know, whatever's on TV where people are constantly lying to each other. It's on TV, but it's not in real life. It's in Enron, but it's not in real life. It's in the Kevin Spacey thing on Netflix, whatever that's called. It's on The Sopranos, it's on Mad Men, but it's not in real life. Really? All of life is people keeping secrets and not telling each other things and doing business and shaking hands behind each other's backs. And that's capitalism and it's tribalism. So Mike writes this nice article, and at the end he goes, and if you really want to know more, you got to read this book. It's a really wonderful book and a brilliant book. And I you know, 10 people sent it to me, and it's my book. And I went,
yes!
Thank you for my birthday.
Hallelujah. Liam Sheff, our guest. Maybe a surprise guest bottom of the hour. We'll find out who that may be. Dr. Rasha Bittar will be with us as well. The GUI Religious Center of Science, or Sci-Fientism. What is it? We'll be back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 1-800-237-7337 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You think this show is fun to listen to on the air? Wait till we open up the floodgates behind the scenes. No pun intended about the behind. As William Sheff is joining us now talking about complete elimination. Just to say it in a sensitive manner. You get his drift, do you? Huh? Do you? Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories, praised highly by our good friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, recently talking about conspiracy theorists being conspiracy analysts, or as Liam says, historians. And some of that history is being royally messed up by our sci-fientists, and we'll get into that too. But
yeah, the gooey religious center of all science. And that's what most of Official Stories is about, the underpinning of the 19th and 20th century that gives us our science. So we have things, you know, the queen of our sciences is astronomy, and everything descends from there. And our astronomy is an absolutely religious field of non-inquiry. We've talked about this on the show before, but if I ask anybody to make sense of what NASA is doing, first there was nothing which exploded. First there was nothing which exploded is the central axiom of our intellectually rigorous age. First there was nothing, it exploded. We're actually supposed to believe that this is a theory. It's not a theory, it's not even an hypothesis. It's just a bad idea that was invented by a person. What's left out of our scientific discussions is who invented the idea and what pre-existing thing, you know, bias, argument, did they have going in their minds? We never ask that question. They're just people. And as Barbara told us, people who need people are the luckiest people in the world. But people like scientists who need grants, sometimes – sorry about that, everybody.
I don't recall Barbara Walters saying that.
Barbara Streisand.
Oh, Streisand. All right. All right.
Yeah,
does she poop properly?
I asked James, what's her husband's
name? What? Brolin?
Brolin.
Yeah.
Ask
okay.
James Brolin how her elimination is going.
Well, remember how I said this years ago? If you want to find out if your doctor is with it, understands, really adequate for your needs, the first thing you should ask your doctor is how often he or she poops.
And if they, you know, recoil in horror, then find another doctor. If they say, well, I'm glad you asked that, you know, then you know you've got somebody who's thinking clearly.
It reminds me of a movie I like a lot called Media Manos, which is Sidewalls, and it's from Buenos Aires. And the movie's very, very, very funny. There's a doctor who's giving this young guy advice, and the doctor is not quite obese, but pretty close, and he's just huffing a cigarette, which is just clearly a chain smoking problem, and he's telling the guy that his problems aren't a big deal, and you know you don't believe anything he's saying. And this is a scene that plays over in people's lives all the time. And in my family, which I do talk about with hopefully not too disrespectfully, but in my book, the family of doctors that I come from, I learned the first lesson, and we've talked about this, Robert, the first lesson that I got growing up was that behind the scenes, the intellectuals are allowed to say anything they want. They're allowed to change their minds at will. And when they change their minds, as they have now with dietary fat, as now they are a little bit, not really, but with pesticides, a little bit, they're allowed to change their minds. And when they change their minds, they're allowed to say, do you remember what it is? It's still a fact, but
Facts change.
The facts have now changed. We weren't wrong. We were learning. We know that we might have killed a lot of people, but that's not really a problem because we're in charge. You know, and that's how it works. And you know that. I mean,
it's also, Liam, 10 years out just about from your breaking the big story about the ICC in New York City, the AIDS drug orphan, so to speak, where they were just pumping these drugs and killing these kids.
Oh, yeah.
10 years later, I was going to wonder if these so-called AIDS HIVologists have learned anything. Or have they just, ignored it as a footnote in history and they continue to find different ways to poison people who they claim are at risk?
Well, AIDS is in Chapter 6. Chapter 5 is vaccination, so we go through that as really a history of how it came about with Louis Pasteur. And you were very important in talking with me about this, Robert. You had strong feelings about Pasteur and Bichamp, and I had read all of this stuff, years before, but you know, you come at it with a passion, and that was interesting. Maybe when we come back from the break, we can talk about the use of orphans in clinical trials, which is something that the United States likes to do.
Mm-hmm. And someone who poops with a passion, Liam Sheff, is with us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Rajan Vatar joins us for some advanced medicine, the GUI Religious Center of Sci-Fiantism, current science as we know it today. We've got more to discuss on that. The links to official stories are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Call us now if you'd like to, 866-939-2355. Back with more of Liam after the break.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Looking forward to see our old friends and new friends at Autism One this week, autism1.org. And AutismDefined.net, Dr. Batar has set that up so you'll see. Dr. Batar and I are going to do a presentation, I believe, Thursday evening. I'll be introducing him as well. He's got a big workshop for parents. Super Don's going to be there. We'll be broadcasting live. We'll have Unlock the Power to Heal. I'll be lecturing as well on, on Friday. And then on Saturday, Super Don and I are taking, a shuttle flight down to Atlanta, if that could be the case, to be down there for that event for one day and then back up to Chicago. So it's going to be a wild week. So we must check in with our grounded and intelligent friend, Liam Sheff, to tell us about the gooey religiosity at the center of a Tootsie Pop. No, I mean the center of science today. Modern science? Or is it hundreds of years of science? What is it, Liam?
Yeah, the center of a Netty an ancient neti pot. We're the same species that we ever were. This is a going theme in my work. We're maybe a 200,000-year-old species, if you grant the anthropologists and the paleontologists anything. And if you do, you grant them a couple hundred thousand years of us roaming around in hunter-gatherer groups. And then you grant millions of years of something that was very much like us or that we were very much like running around. And these are tribal groups. And what we know about human beings is that we're a storytelling creature. We like to tell stories. Stories have beginnings, middles, and ends. And that in itself, if you simply extract that bit of information, almost everything else that we do can be put into a more correct context, because nothing has to be true. Almost nothing has to be true. It only has to fit into the realm of a story. It has to be arguable, because arguable beats reality any day. So I can argue that, you know, AIDS is a sex disease that has one cause and came from somebody kissing a monkey 100 years ago. It's absurd, but I can argue it. And because it fits a number of pre-existing stories, like, you know, Europeans are very judgmental about Africans, and heterosexuals are very judgmental about especially male homosexuals, then we can plug in the rest and go, well, even though the NIH gave gay men who were sick from doing fistfuls of antibiotics, black market antibiotics, from doing fistfuls, dozens of street drugs that destroyed their liver and gutted their intestines every weekday, every weekend in the 1970s in the inner cities, in the what were called the gay ghettos, even though they were doing that, punched holes in their guts, destroyed their livers, took carcinogenic benzene, lubricants, and then the amyl nitrates and butyl nitrates to huff these carcinogenic drugs, even though they did all of that, we'll argue. And then the NIH dropped AZT into them, which killed 150,000 to 200,000 of them, which is actually what we think of as AIDS in the 90s. The vast majority of AIDS deaths are really AZT deaths, even though, and you can look at their numbers and figure out when they put AZT in and when they took it out and how exactly the death rate correlates with AZT. Even though all of that's true, you can argue that because they had sex 10, 20, 30 years earlier, it just took them a long time to get sick. Or you can be logical about it. But we like to cling to pre-existing stories. And there's an old story that, you know, there's just something wrong with gay men and it's a mystery why they get sick. And I get this all the time. I get this from gay guys who write me and say, well, Liam, you make a lot of good points, but, you know, women have used douching products. I mean, I get this all. Women have used douching products, and I think, yeah, but they didn't wash out their intestine, their colon, and then put benzene in there and then take poppers all the time. So I don't care who does it. The healthiest heterosexual man, if you act like the unhealthiest young homosexual guy who went to the baths, he'll have the same diseases. It doesn't matter.
But isn't there a psychological or emotional profile that fits this argument, this wanting to argue for a virological cause of their ailments to absolve them of responsibility for something that they've done? I mean, and I'm not just pointing one group, but I mean that they were preyed upon because they had the emotional vulnerability.
They'd already been preyed upon for about 2,000 years in the various Christian churches. You know, this was already something that you would never do, but except that it was quite normal in the human. In all animal species, there are homosexuals, and I don't care if you understand that or believe it, it's just true. And if you want to do a long latitudinal, longitudinal study, you'll just find that it's not a big deal. It's normal for all animals to have some homosexual and, you know, female and male homosexual members of their group. It really should be irrelevant to everybody, but somehow we make it a big deal. And then because we make it a big deal, we don't give these people anywhere to go when they get sick. And so morbidly dishonest so-called scientists come along and tell them that they have a sex disease that they got from one incidence of sex rather than 1,000 incidents of toxicological poisoning and punishment. Well, this isn't the only broken scientific religion. You know, I mean, this is a religion. We're going to punish the blacks and we're going to punish the gays with a test that comes up positive for everything. That's the HIV test. We'll do the same thing now with 11, 8, 12-year-old girls who we say are going to be sexual. We're obsessed. I tell you, as a culture, we're obsessed with people's sex lives. Kim Kardashian's sex life is always front page news. You tell me that it's not. Now we're obsessed with the sex lives of 12-year-old girls, 11-year-old, 10-year-old girls, because we need to inject them again with a vaccine that doesn't, admittedly, doesn't protect them against HPV, which is a normal virus or a normal expression of, of deregulating cells that happens all over the place.
Right.
That you can cure with glutathione, or what did they cure it with in one of the studies? Carrageenan. They were saying it protected better than anything they tried, which is from kelp, from seaweed. Meanwhile, they want to inject every 12-year-old to protect them. It's like Hester Prynne all over again. Here we are in scarlet letter territory. And look, I go into detail in chapter 5 and 6 of the book. And before I was punching at astronomy a little bit, because it's not just the biological sciences that are rooted in an ancient religious idea. Big Bang Theory, go ahead, define it, explain it, try.
Well, people on the surface would say, oh, astronomy, that came from astronomers, so they must have had this scientific meeting and kind of discussed this and came up with this idea that was rooted in some semblance of a validated test that said it was a Big Bang. That's how it happened, right?
Well, I mean, the last Big Bang I remember, I was dating a girl from the...
I thought you were going back to the throne there. Never mind.
Yes, I had a Big Bang when I put my feet up on the toilet, and the Big Bang as a notion didn't exist until the 19... Well, maybe it always existed. Tell me if this sounds familiar. First, there was darkness on the face of the deep. Then the Lord said, let there be light, and indeed there was light. That might sound familiar to you because it comes from a very old book called...
Well, the Hebrew Scriptures.
Yeah, I'm okay, you're okay. No, called, called Genesis, which is just another version of a creation myth from any culture that has creation myths. First there was nothing, then there was everything. Every culture has their version of how everything came to be. It happens that a priest named Father Georges Lemaître, who was a Belgian priest, much like Dr. Evil from Austin Powers, was in the Roman Catholic Church. I mean, he had a pre-existing affiliation, and he said he was very clear what he was trying to do was to marry biblical Genesis with some of the math that was coming out of astronomy. And that's what he did. And when he did it, all of his peers said, George, you're crazy. You can't say first there was nothing and then there was everything. That is, you can't do math with that. And then like all, penitent, maybe lapsed Christians will do, they began to hunger for their old religious training, and they said, well, maybe we can do something with this. Maybe we can do something. We don't know what, but maybe we can do something. And they just started to do a little bit of math with Genesis, with Big Bang, and they came up with this notion that first there was nothing which exploded, and now we're stuck with this nonsense. Now, it's not true. It's been what they call falsified. In other words, it's been disproven in all reasonable methods and manners to anybody with eyes to see. But because they believed this, because they came from Isaac Newton, and Isaac Newton was a genius, and Isaac Newton said there's an invisible force called gravity. This is in Chapter 9 of my book, Official Stories. So there's an invisible force called gravity, and everybody said, Isaac, you're crazy. There's no such thing. And he said, I'll invent a math called the calculus, along with Leibniz, and I'll demonstrate the arc of the moon around the sun and the moon around the earth and the earth around the sun. And he did, and they said, oh, you're a genius. We always knew you were right. This is exactly what they do because they're priests. They're all cowardly, go-along-to-get-along people without an original idea, generally. And if the ones with original ideas, you know them. You know what happens to guys with original ideas in the sciences, Andy Wakefield.
Oh, yeah. They string them up and they ride them out of town, whatever they can do to get them to shut up and have less or no influence.
Rashid Buttar.
Yeah, Dr. Buttar as well. Yeah,
Dr. Gersten. We know what happened.
We're making a comeback, though. We're making a comeback.
Well, hey, listen, it's a Barnum and Bailey world, as somebody once said. I don't know. We're a fundamentally storytelling species. We're not a logical species. And we need creation myths. But if we're going to call it science, they better have the humility to say, well, we're not really sure. And so we're not going to hold anybody to it. We think this might be true, but we can't. You can't prove there was nothing which exploded. In fact, it's been falsified, which is their clever way of saying that it's not true. There are better theories out there, like what? Plasma physics. The universe is electromagnetic. That's demonstrable. It's reproducible in laboratory experiments. It makes sense of all of the data. Well, what about that, Robert? Well, they can't do that. They can't talk about it because they've been funded to invent things like black holes and dark matter, which are there to explain the weakness of gravity and how it holds the universe together, because it doesn't. It's an electromagnetic universe. That's what energy is. That's what human beings, that's what all of life is. It's electromagnetic interexchange, and that's what's going on. So science is a big, there's a big gooey religious center in all the sciences. And, you know, Mike Adams knows that.
Mm-hmm. That's he writes about it. He does, and he gets some hate for it, too.
He does. He doesn't deserve it, but he gets it.
No. We appreciate him. We appreciate you, Liam. And if any of my listeners have not read Official Stories, I will find you. You won't like it when I find you. You have to read Official Stories. Absolutely. Liam Sheff, the only thing I wish we'd see you at Autism One, but I know we won't, but we'll get together soon. We got
I'm
a question.
Show me.
Film me. Okay, we'll get some videos updated and linked soon. We got a question from a listener coming up after the break. Stick around.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting lipid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks, once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
Oh, you know what that music means. I think Liam took off, but somebody else, I told you there'd be a surprise guest, and we better not be disappointed. Do we have Dieter on the line? Dieter? Dieter? Come on. Oh, no. I don't know where he went. I thought we had him. But we're going to get him on in a moment. Sorry, we had it all set up, and then Dieter doesn't show up.
Oh, man.
That's true.
After
that's
that,
too funny.
After that, yeah. Where did Dieter? We haven't heard from Dieter in a while.
We haven't, but that's his theme song, so we'll get to that. He's here now. Dieter, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. No? I don't got nothing. I got nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's all right.
Let me go to this listener question first.
There we go. All right.
Let's see. This is coming from, who sent this? Austin. Austin says, hey, Robert, I met you in Denver. Totally thrilled that I did. I finished your book, Unlock the Power to Heal, before I even got on the plane back to California. I appreciate your wisdom and resilience through your journey. You're a true Jedi warrior for the light. And it makes me a total nerd.
All right. So where's the Yoda? Where is it?
Jedi warrior I am.
All right, I had a question. What are your thoughts on the potential toxicity of colloidal silver? I don't think much about the toxicity of colloidal silver because the form I use, Sovereign Silver, is not going to be toxic.
Right.
You can use that every day. But he says he purchased a quality generator online and a nebulizer. And I want to make sure I don't turn blue. Well, if you make it at home and you take enough of it, it's possible that you will because the particle size is not going to be as small as I would like it to be. So,
okay.
He says he's used Sovereign Silver in the past. He feels like, though, he can make a good solution fresh at a fraction of the cost. I said, no, because you're talking about a fraction of percentage points of activity compared to the activity of a bioactive silver hydrosol.
There you go.
So, for me, as I've said, the zombie apocalypse hits and you can't get Sovereign Silver, okay, that's fine. And I love the fact that he's gotten a nebulizer. Because every home should have a nebulizer. If you want to breathe something into your lungs, breathe nebulized hydrosol into your lungs, silver hydrosol. You will knock out a lot of problems there, including pneumonia. Do we have Dieter on the line?
All right.
Yet?
I'll tell you what. Let's play the music again and see if we can get Dieter back on here. Because Dieter has to have his music. All right. Is he there?
Hello,
it is Dieter.
There he is.
We got him back. Dieter, we were just talking about a listener that was asking about the use of silver. Do you have any functional experience in using silver?
I've had many infections, and I've always used the silver.
Well, hey, listen, that's good. I'd rather have anybody out there with infections utilize that than the harsh antibiotics. Liam was talking about it earlier about just destroying your intestinal integrity. Whoever you are out there, don't do it. There are other options that are safer and that can heal you.
I love it.
He loves the silver. All right, well, there you go.
All right, Dieter loves the silver.
Not too many words there. What do you like about the silver? How do you use the silver?
I spray it on my boots.
On your boots?
On your boobs?
No, your boots? He said his boots. His boots.
On the shoes in. Nein, this is my shoes. So when I walk out in the Schmierenplatz, my feet are boing, boing.
Yeah, you never want to step in the Schmietzensplachter, whatever that is. It doesn't sound like you want to step in that.
No, that's his thing. I look good. That's all I know.
Yes. Well, actually, you know, because I got a little bit of sun or a lot of sun yesterday, I noticed I was on the edge of burned. I sprayed the sovereign silver all over my face, and yes, it's shiny and happy today.
I love to spray it all over.
Yes, yes. So the sovereign silver is there to rock you, and we're going to be together at the Autism One. Our buddy Theo from the family of Sovereign Silver is going to be up at Autism One with us.
I know Theo well. He's always coming to the club.
he's a player. Is he a player? Is that what you're saying?
A gentleman tells no secret.
which club are you talking about?
The Reichenschaften Hessen.
Well, and also we'll have Paul Bertiero from Robertswater. He does not go to the clubs.
He's never there at the club. I'm always inviting him.
Yeah, no, he doesn't go there. Oh my God, Dieter, I appreciate you stopping by. It was nice to make a smile a bit. Liam Chef, yes. Also thank your buddy Liam for us. We appreciate official stories more than he may know it.
Come to the club, everyone.
All right, we'll see you all at Autism
One. I'm on my way.
Wish us luck to see if the doctor will be in. We have scheduled Dr. Rashid Batar for another advanced medicine session. Vaccines, autism, gut ecology, and more, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.